This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thrilled to have you here with us this evening. Happy Chiefs game day. Another win for Kansas City. Not particularly pretty, but a W is a W. And for my fellow Bronco fans, again, not a pretty one, but we'll take it. Glad to have you here with us at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. If you'd like to join us this evening, you can call our studio lines are open at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. First thing, just a quick note. I want to do this right at the top of the show. There's a big vote planned on Tuesday at the Wichita City Council meeting where they're going to deal with the homeless issue. They're finally going to pass a measure to address the city's homeless issue. And we need conservatives. We need pastors. We need business people to go in and support the conservative members of the Wichita City Council. And frankly, we need folks to call Becky Tuttle and help her understand how important it is that we pass this ordinance. That's Tuesday at 9. If you've got time, go attend the city council meeting and show your support for the conservative members of the city council, the Mayor Lily Wu, Dalton Glasscock, J.V. Johnston, and support them. Show your support. Make sure you're there, because we need to address this problem, this ordinance. The changes that they're going to make are the way to do it, and we need to support them. And listen, this week I've got some carry-on commentaries on this, so make sure you listen to that every day, three times a day, right here on KNSS. Tonight we've got a great show. Brigadier General Blaine Holt, who served as deputy ambassador at NATO for over a decade, will unpack Syria, Russia, Ukraine, and the current national security threats facing the country, including the drone situation. Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriots Action spokesperson, will join us to discuss Pete Hegseth's nomination for Secretary of Defense. We'll also talk with law enforcement expert Keith Hansen about L.A. officially declaring itself a sanctuary city for illegals. Los Angeles. When's the earthquake coming? That's all I got to say. And free market economist Michael Austin will share Americans for Prosperity Kansas's 2025 legislative agenda. Michael, say hello to everybody. Michael's actually in studio with us tonight.
Say hello, everybody. Hello,
that's
everybody.
Nicely done.
Thank you, John.
Just like it's, you know, he's about, he'll be with us all throughout the show to provide commentary and words of wisdom. So we'll talk with Michael all throughout the show. And of course, we'll be talking to you. So our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Well, around this time of year, there's always a couple of special monologues that I like to do. Every year, I try to bring you a new version of a Christmas classic. So here is our 2024 John Whitmer Show version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Except in this case, it's "Twas the Night Before Christmas," the liberal version. "Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the land, liberal policies failed just as they had planned. AOC tweeted in her socialist rage, while Biden just happened and just napped in his White House cage. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that the government would soon be fair. But the children were restless, the economy slow, thanks to the policies that made prices grow. When out from Washington arose a new clatter, we sprang from our beds to see what was the matter. Away to the X app we flew in a flash, then opened our feeds and posted some sass. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. But what to my wondering eyes should appear but a red, white, and blue sleigh and Trump's face full of cheer? But a list of failed policies to end off the year is what our wondering eyes sadly would appear. With a president so old, so confused, and so slow, we knew in a moment it must be poor Joe. More rapid than eagles came failures he caused, and he did so effectively without any pause. Now inflation, now open border, now foreign unrest, on crime, on energy caps, on DEI zest, to the bottom of the polls, to the opening of the walls, now giveaway, giveaway, giveaways for all. But then in a twinking I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof, and as I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Trump came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his feet, and his clothes were all toiled and tailored, and his suit quite elite. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a winner. No sign of a lack. His eyes were bright, though a bit tired. His hair, oh, the hair, still golden, inspired. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, and his smile was so wide, you'd think it was scary. Was a little bandage on his ear, though. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a smirk. He wiped his hands clean, and with a perfect grace, he slapped down some tax cuts right in your face. Then laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a cheer. Let's make America great again, starting next year. But I heard him exclaim as he flew out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to the liberals, good night. We'll take a quick break, and then veteran law enforcement expert Keith Hanspin will discuss Los Angeles officially declaring itself a sanctuary city. You gotta love those. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. They're a community of millions of concerned citizens, including Michael Austin, my co-host tonight, advocating for solutions based on proven principles to tackle the country's most critical challenges. If you want more information, if you want to join them, if you want to make your voice heard today, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on this show. Well, Los Angeles, the second largest U.S. city, is setting itself up for a standoff with President-elect Trump over immigration. Last month, its city council passed a sanctuary city ordinance to bar using local resources to help federal immigration authorities. The ordinance will prevent federal immigration enforcement from being able to access city facilities or to use city resources in the pursuit of immigration enforcement. It will also prohibit some data sharing between immigration authorities and city officials and agencies. With us now to discuss how out of touch this action is with the rest of the country is Keith Hansen. He is a seasoned conservative radio host, also served as the co-director of training for Florida Carry, the Sunshine State's sole gun rights lobbying organization. Keith, thank you for joining us this evening. Merry Christmas, as we say that on this show. It's a pleasure to have you on this evening.
Well, good to be with like-minded people, John, and Merry Christmas to you and your listeners as well. Thanks for having me on.
Keith, let me ask you, L.A. is just 140 miles from the southern border. They have a substantial population of people, basically, who've broken the laws and entered the U.S. illegally. And yet the city council apparently wants more illegals to move to L.A., mm-hmm. right? I mean, they're basically just throwing open the doors and saying, move to L.A.
Yeah. You know, big-hearted liberal progressives, we understand that. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, do exactly what DeSantis did.
Right.
Fly them all on up to Martha's Vineyard. Hey, let's send them all over to L.A. More to the point, not just to L.A., let's send them over to Brentwood. Let's send them to Hollywood.
Right.
You know, where all of these, you know, these very, very wealthy liberals who are completely disconnected from reality, let's send them all to their backyards. It's amazing how quickly, you know, suddenly when they're faced with the prospect of these people living in their backyards, oh, they don't want it. Which, of course, you know, is a comical illustration of their hypocrisy. But it proves the point. It makes the point. Listen, these sanctuary cities are setting themselves up for, number one, for a big legal challenge, one that they're not going to win. And I think it's really going to go back to what we saw, which was the basis of the South Dakota versus Dole lawsuit during the 1980s, during the Reagan administration. And this has actually been a very interesting constitutional conversation, because as a constitutionalist, I bring that up quite a bit. And people say, well, you know, would we want to cut funding off to states like Massachusetts or New Jersey or even California? Well, here's the difference between the South Dakota versus Dole situation, which, of course, was the deallocation of highway funds to South Dakota because they refused to bring their drinking age up to 21
right.
From 18. The difference being is that there is nothing in the Constitution that protects the drinking age. There is a constitutional mandate to the federal government to provide national security and to secure the borders. And so if you have a state or a city or, I mean, any type of political subdivision that chooses to engage in this behavior, it is not unconstitutional for the federal government to say, okay, we're going to literally choke you off. And you're not going to get federal dollars. We're not going to have any federal aid that's going to go, or federal dollars that's going to go back into your state if you decide that you are going to block the federal government from doing what is a constitutional mandate to the federal government. And moreover, that is a mandate from the electorate in this country towards President Trump. Remember, President Trump was elected president overwhelmingly, not only by the Electoral College, but also the popular vote. And he was elected largely because of his pledge to purge this country of illegal immigrants.
Right,
that's
right.
Not to say that we're xenophobic, because of course we're not. We love immigrants and we love people who come across and do it the right way. But if you are illegally entering this country, then no, you haven't earned the right to be here. And I, for one, want you gone.
Well, you know, and one of the things that I find most amusing here, I mean, look at it from this perspective. It wasn't that long ago that Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, was touting their sanctuary city laws. And then we started shipping illegals into New York City. And now look how he's changed his tune. And I think this may be what has to happen to L.A. I think you're absolutely right. If you know, illegals started camping out in, like you said, Brentwood or some of the upscale communities in outside of L.A., the suburbs, this might very well change things. We're talking with conservative radio talk show host Keith Hansen. Not to be outdone, the L.A. public school system has also reinforced its status as a sanctuary for illegal immigrants as well. So, I mean, I guess they've just, they're aflush with taxpayer money because it must grow on trees out there, because what's next? Are they going to start offering free housing, free health care?
I'm surprised that they haven't wound up offering some type of scheme like the universal income, or the universal, I forgot what the term was, the universal basic income. To be honest with you, you kind of expect that would be a testing ground for that concept. No, I mean, when you're a progressive liberal, you think money grows on trees. Of course, the money growing trees are actually the ATM called the public. You just raise their taxes. And of course, that's exactly how we do this. Tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend. We know that song and dance. And again, more to the point, I think the election of President Trump, the re-election of President Trump, was a referendum on the Biden economy. The people are tired of government waste. They're tired of government bloat. And to be honest with you, they recognize that taxation is theft. And they want their pocketbook to not be beaten up for once. And the last thing that people want is to see people who have committed a crime to be here. And let's be completely clear about this. They have violated U.S. code in the process of entering this country without proper documentation and not going through a proper port of entry. They have committed a crime. So when people say, well, they're not criminals. No, they are, by very virtue of the fact that they chose an illegal means to enter the country. They should not be availing themselves of anything. I mean, people get upset because people who are serving life sentences in prison get three hots and a cot and video games and television and all that. And they say, well, these people are being punished. Well, where is the punishment for people who, again, are violating U.S. code to come into this country? There's no punishment. As a matter of fact, it's a reward system, because they're getting housing, they're getting food, they're getting cell phones, right, they're getting prepaid debit cards, they're getting college education. They're getting things that Americans don't get. And I think that's the slap in the face. Geez, I'm better off, literally going to Mexico City, walking into an American consulate, renouncing my U.S. citizenship, then illegally crossing back into the country, and now saying, well, I'm a refugee. And as if, the word refugee is somehow now carrying magical powers. Oh, you use the word refugee, and suddenly now the wallets and the purses of the American government open up, and you can avail yourself to all of these freebies. Now, Americans are tired of that, and that's why, not only via the Electoral College, but certainly through the popular vote, they re-elected President Trump, because he is the only person that understands the gravity of this situation.
Well said, Keith. This is Michael Austin here, free market economist. Beautifully said. And if you look to their resolution, it says, quote, we're going to fight for you every inch of the way. Now, of course, we recognize this is California, and they're going to go crazy as much as they can. But can you explain, why is it that these cities seem so hell bent on violating national sovereignty?
Because I believe that they think that President Trump is the fascist that they claim that he is. And more to the point, I see themselves setting him up at this point to be able to fulfill that narrative. It's almost like you accuse somebody of a crime, and then you seek out, all right, so you're guilty, we're going to convict you of this crime. Now go out and find the substantiating evidence to support this. Not only the charge and the indictment and the trial, but now the conviction.
Yeah.
You're starting to see now the Democrat Party is setting up this shadow cabinet, which would have an equivalent position in a non-elected, non-appointed, non-official position. So whenever a member of Donald Trump's cabinet makes a statement, now the liberal press can go to the shadow cabinet and say, well, here's a spokesperson for the Democrat Party who has a level of experience that's similar to or on par with this Trump cabinet member, for their perspective on it. And then, of course, now you have the state of Colorado, the state of Illinois, that have developed these Governors Safeguarding Democracy Coalition. This is a really interesting group, because what they're going to look to do is now they're going to look to force President Trump, I believe. This is just my looking into my own conservative crystal ball. What's likely to happen here? They're going to dig their heels in. They're not going to cooperate. They, being the Trump administration, will do everything that they possibly can to try to use every available resource to gain compliance from these states. They'll dig their heels in even more. Trump winds up enacting the or utilizing the Insurrection Act. he winds up using the National Guards of these states and federalizing the National Guard to carry out some of these deportation mandates. And then at that point, it's where the Democrats, using their Governor Safeguarding Democracy Coalition and their shadow cabinets, come out and say, listen, we told you this guy was a fascist. We told you he was a Nazi. Here he is. We told you that he would weaponize the military. Of course, it's not weaponizing the military. It's using the mechanisms that exist within the Constitution allow the federal government to do what they need to do. But remember, truth doesn't matter when you're a liberal progressive. All that matters is the narrative and the perception of reality that you can use the narrative to create. So now, we told you Trump was a fascist. We told you Trump was a Nazi. We told you that Trump was going to weaponize the military. And here he is. He's weaponizing the military to literally put people onto buses and train cars. He is Hitler 2.0. That is what they are setting him up to do. Now, whether or not they'll be successful, whether or not the American electorate is stupid enough to buy that narrative and actually adopt that perception of reality, I don't know. Because, you know, I got to be honest with you, the American population and the American voting electorate was smart enough to realize the load of manure they were being sold by the Biden administration and by the Harris, you know, wannabe administration. They thoroughly rejected that and reelected Trump in record numbers, landslide numbers.
Well, you know, fortunately, you were right. And I think, though the press will be there, they're willing dupes in this. I think people are learning not to trust the press anymore either, Keith. I appreciate you again for joining us, brother. If folks are interested, if they want to check out episodes of your podcast, they can just search for the Keith Hansen Show on any of their favorite podcast links, correct?
That's correct, yeah. It's actually not a podcast. They're actually archives. Of my radio programs, but
same thing as mine. I do the same thing after tonight's episode, we upload it and then it becomes a podcast. Keith, yeah. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you again for joining us this evening and have a very Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yes. Thank you, Keith.
You too. To your listeners and your families. Thank you so much. God bless you guys.
We'll take a quick break and then Michael and I will discuss. We'll take your calls and we'll talk about that story and Governor Laura Kelly's been up to lately. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Well, did you miss a part of last week's John Whitmer Show? We got you covered. Don't worry about it. We post clips from all our shows. It's what why they pay Phil the big bucks. We also post single hours and the entire show as one audio file. There's lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and True Social page. And follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. By the way, this time of year, we're actively selling sponsorships for the John Whitmer Show. They're now available for the 2025 year. You can email John at KNSSradio.com. For example, we do next year, starting January 12th, actually, I will be broadcasting one Sunday a month from Topeka. That's sponsored by our friends at Eck Insurance. We'll be up in Topeka to bring you a live show from the Capitol once a month. Looking forward to that. So, Michael, let me, I seem to recall reading, I don't know if you saw it, but I thought I saw something where Laura Kelly commented on that immigration thing. Didn't she say something about illegals and whether or not she was going to cooperate with the administration on that?
She did, and I think it was sometime within the week ago, Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, in response to questions about whether she's going to support President Trump's efforts to get all these illegal migrants out of the country and those who are committing heinous crimes. Laura Kelly said this. She said she supports deporting people who commit crimes while living in the U.S. illegally, but, and that's a big but, she won't send out the National Guard to enforce federal immigration laws. So I just think it was so appropriate hearing from Keith just a few minutes ago. You know, we're talking about the crazies in LA or in Illinois or Chicago, but here at home, we have our own governor who is willing to effectively break the law, break national sovereignty if it came down to it, just because she doesn't like President Trump.
Yeah, well, and there's a reason, folks, that she just got reelected as the head of the Democrat Governors Association, because she thinks like them. They would not have reelected her if she was, quote, middle of the road. That organization, like every other liberal organization, is progressive. And, you know, she loves to tout that she's middle of the road, that she's mainstream, that she reaches across the aisle. The DGA would not have reelected her to chair that organization if she wasn't a progressive liberal. And here's another example. And, you know, for her, there's an interesting in that comment. She's, while I support deporting people who commit crimes, well, lady, they came here illegally.
They already committed the crime.
Thank you. Yes. They've already. Now, granted, we also want to do the, get the murderers and whatnot, the gangbangers. But by virtue of coming here illegally, you've committed a crime. Your first act of, by entering the country, you've already committed a crime. That's why you're called illegals.
There's no political narrative that she's trying to weave here, because when you put "but" in the middle of the statement, you know, you have
everything
to invalidate.
After the but, thank you. Yeah. Everything after the "but" is bull pucky.
Exactly that.
I mean, we all know what that means.
So
she's really got a lovely personality. I mean, that's,
she really does. And it seems like almost every instance you can find Laura Kelly saying that she's going to violate some law or some aspect of the Constitution. And she tries to make it sound like it's just business as usual.
Right.
I mean, take, for example, the recent news I heard budget-wise. I think the Kansas legislative leaders had a budget forecast. What's the state fiscal picture going to look like in the next few years? And because of Laura Kelly's reckless and unparalleled spending, we have about $2, maybe even $3 billion of taxpayer funds.
Yeah, which is our money, by the way.
Our money. But she's going to spend all of that to the point that in 4 years, by 2029, we're going to have virtually nothing left. Nothing left.
Of that 3.2 or 3.4 billion. And that's, by the way, just to make sure people understand, that's on top of the rainy day fund.
Yes.
So this is in addition. This is just the slush fund she's got stuffed in her mattress. So you're saying that by 2028 or 2029, she's spent all that money.
She's going to spend all that money. That's exactly right. And it's naturally, it's ringing alarm bells everywhere it should. And I think that's most certainly the case. But it also goes without saying that you can't sit on your laurels with Laura Kelly, because she is going to try to break the law or break decorum any chance that she gets.
Right.
I think this is an opportunity that we need to put a spending limit on state government.
So do you think it's a good idea then that the legislature is finally doing their own budgeting?
Oh, yes. I applaud that.
Of course, I think, and I've had Dan Hawkins, the Speaker of the House, on the show, and for that matter, Ty Mashton said the same thing. They both feel that when they pass their budgets, she's going to, for the first time in history, she will probably veto the entire budget.
Well, it's a dang good thing that we had so many legislative wins in November, because you knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And that's why I think not only should the legislature craft its own budget, but I also think they need to put a check on Laura Kelly by putting in a spending limit. Say government cannot grow past the economy.
X. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, but along those same lines, then, I think they should put the same kind of a cap on local governments. I think they should put that on counties and cities that say you can't raise property taxes over or cap appraisals or something. Because I mean, I know that people right now, I just got a call from someone the other day who got their property tax assessment, went up 14%. Guy I know, well, Ryan Beatty just posted on Facebook the other day about one of his constituents who's a retiree who's losing his home. And you can't have this stuff. And I'll read that to the listeners here who haven't seen it. I linked it to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But I mean, you can't have people on fixed incomes and retirees being kicked out of their homes, and all they've done is mow their lawns. But no, that's what's exactly happening right. If we don't start capping property taxes.
You know, Milton Friedman, the famous economist, always said the true burden of government is not how much it taxes, it's how much it spends. And so when we are seeing families being kicked out of their homes, or where we're seeing families decide, you know what, I'm just going to pack it up and move to Florida, I'm just going to move to Disney World
right.
full time, or stay with the grandkids, you know, that means Kansas is falling further and further behind. And that's why property taxes need to be on the table, spending cuts need to be on the table, income taxes need to be on the table. And in the last 2 years of Laura Kelly, we really need to make her a lame duck and take away what I think is the last quote unquote legacy she might have, which is her reckless spending. We got to get rid of it.
Well, and I think also one thing I'd love to see, and that in coming up in the next hour, we'll talk about AFP's legislative agenda, but I'm sure a lot of that is going to be fiscal issues.
Yes.
And they have to, but you know, and you know, I love most of these guys are still my former colleagues that I served with. All of them are my friends, but there's nothing wrong with calling out our friends in the legislature, some of whom have a bit of a spending problem. I mean, there are even our friends, some of them like to spend money. You know, it's time that we started maybe calling out some of our friends and saying, hey, guys, I mean, the most fiscal member of the legislature is a Democrat named Henry Helgerson. He's, you know, guys, come on, let's start cutting spending a little bit.
Well, you know, and there's a messaging thing that we can do at the same time, too, right? It's like, look at the federal level. Look what Donald Trump is doing, bringing in Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, creating that Department of Government Efficiency, creating that DOGE. And what's that DOGE going to do? It's going to be taking a scalpel through the marbled fat of government spending waste that we see out in D.C. And you know what? We should follow suit. We should do the exact same thing. We have things on our law book that we can use to find wasteful spending. We can put in a tax limit, an expenditure limit. Why not just say we're going to follow the will of the people? They elected Donald Trump and they want him to go through and cut the budget. We're going to do the same thing at the state level because we're going to follow that mandate.
Yep, I agree. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we've got a very, this is a very cool special guest. We, Brigadier General Blaine Holt, who served as Deputy Ambassador at NATO for over a decade, will be with us to impact Syria, Russia, Ukraine, and the drones in New Jersey. Now, I don't know what there is in New Jersey for them to be looking at, but maybe the general will tell us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I'll be back right after this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. AFP, that's Americans for Prosperity, believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all their community of millions of concerned citizens advocating for solutions based on proven principles. They're a great group of folks. If you want to make your voice heard today, visit AmericansForProsperity.org, sign up, get involved. It's a great way for you to get involved, especially as we move into another election cycle. And of course, while you're online, don't forget to like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, as America waits the transition to the next Trump administration, our country faces multiple national security threats, both home and abroad. In the news in the last month alone, we've seen drones flying over New Jersey. I don't know what there is to see there, but a revolution in Syria and the continuing war in Ukraine, just to name a few. With us now to analyze the situation is Brigadier General Blaine Holt. General Holt is an Air Force veteran. He was a deputy ambassador at NATO for a decade under two different presidents. The general is a command pilot with more than 3,900 flying hours in a variety of aircraft, with more than 300 combat hours. He's received the Air Force Distinguished Superior Service Medal, the Legion of Merit, and a Bronze Star, among other, a host of other citations. General, thank you. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Merry Christmas. It's a pleasure to have you with us, my friend.
Merry Christmas. It's a pleasure to join your show this evening.
So let's start with the drones. I'm sorry if I'm just cynical, but I don't understand what the hoopla is about. I also don't understand why. I mean, if this happened in Kansas, there'd be rednecks shooting them down with shotguns. But I don't understand. Is this as big a deal as some are making this out to be, or is it all, you know, a whole lot of to do about nothing?
Oh, I so wish I could tell you and your listeners that this is just a nothing burger and we can all just go back to what we were doing before, but we can't. We now can assess at least a few things for certain out of this incident or this crisis. And it's not just the tri-state area of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. It's actually in 11 to 13 states right now where you've got sightings of very unusual drones, and they fly at night. So the problem is, just like the Chinese balloon that traversed our country and collected intelligence on our sensitive military bases, you know, if that's what's happening here from a foreign power, well, okay, that's not good. That's bad. The government should be countering that. But we don't know what they're doing, just like that other balloon. We don't know that they're not releasing anything. We don't know that there's not weapons on board. What we do know is that our sovereignty, it's likely now that they are foreign drones, not U.S. I have a source that backs up that up, at least. And then you've got Representative Van Drew in New Jersey who's saying, listen, I'm hearing that they're Iranian drones and they're coming from offshore. At first I thought that was very implausible. And after talking to a senior person last night in the military, he's pretty close to what's going on. So then that gets to, well, then why isn't our government doing anything about this? And that's where the real question is to me. What we have seen in this air quotes smooth transition period to the Trump administration is this administration is just creating dumpster fires all over the world, whether it's Iran, Syria, Ukraine, doesn't matter. And is this just another one where they look the other way while a foreign power has aircraft over our skies? It's starting to look that way. We have to verify more. We have to investigate more. What I don't like is the amount of silence between the federal level of our government and state levels, because you have leaders in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York that are like, we're not hearing from anybody up in the Fed level.
Wow. General Holt, Michael Austin here, free market economist. I appreciate your insights here. Let's change gears a little bit if we can. So we also have the news of the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad falling to rebels. Tell me, is that an opportunity for not only democracy, but, you know, working with a whole new power ally? Or is this going to turn into basically another Islamic State, you know, a now harbor for more terrorists that want to do us harm?
Yeah, so the mainstream media has got quite the narrative cooked up on these HTS kids. But when you unpack it, you'll understand that this is no Jeffersonian democracy reform terrorist group. It's not that at all. It's quite the opposite. So let's just look at the language. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which is HTS. That means Greater Syria. Greater Syria is defined as Israel, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia. So they definitely have visions of caliphates dancing in their eyeballs. And who incubated this repackaged group from al-Qaeda? Well, that would be Tayyip Erdogan, who is the leader of the country of Turkey, a NATO member, no less, because he's got dreams and visions of being the regional hegemon. So while they're on the world stage saying, don't worry, Syria is going to be a bastion of freedom and democracy, they're literally executing people as we speak in the villages, if they're Christian, Druze, Alawite, former military, former police officers. You know, it's the meet the new boss, same as the old boss. They're freeing some people out of dungeons and torture chambers, only to put new people into the dungeons and torture chambers.
We're talking with Brigadier General Blaine Holt. General, I've only got another minute or so left before I let you go, because we're up against my top of the hour. There's been a lot of talk about Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. What are your thoughts? I mean, he seems like he would bring the necessary change to the Department of Defense. I'm curious if you can comment.
I absolutely can. I think Pete will be a fine Secretary of Defense. I think that he'll build the right team around him. He's certainly going to get a lot of help with that. But here's the thing. I don't have a Pete Hegseth issue. My issue is this is who the president has selected and wants. The president will have to be responsible and accountable for his selections. And so I think that the Senate should confirm Pete Hegseth, and then if they don't like that pick, well, then they should take that to the president. But the president should be allowed to have the team that he has selected. He got burned real bad in 2016 when the establishment provided him with teammates. We saw how that went. So now he's picked his own, and I think his own are a fine team, and I think they're ready to hit the ground running. I think they're going to do great things for the nation.
I like the way you put that, because it did seem like General Milley and some of the others let's just be generous and say they were not on his side. Some in many cases worked against him, and I think you're right. I think this is the team he wants around him, and barring some criminal activity, which I don't believe we've seen any evidence of that, then he should get the team right. He wants.
Absolutely. And I think you're very generous.
Yeah, thank you. General, I appreciate again. Well, first off, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service to
our country and for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend. If you had to, in the last, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, how would you define the Trump military doctrine?
First off, we're going to get rid of Marxism, and then we're going to put the edge back on the blade that is the United States military, and then we're not going to use it because we'll have a demilitarized foreign policy.
Yep, peace through strength. That's fantastic. General, thank you again. I appreciate you joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
We'll be back, and then Bill Pasco from Tea Party Patriots will discuss the rest of the Trump cabinet positions. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at daftgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.